Track 7, page 16. Macular Society funded research, final report. The story behind the data. AMD and the UK Biobank. By Professor Paul Foster, UCL Institute of Ophthalmology, and Professor Tunde Pito, Queen's University, Belfast. The problem. Age-related macular degeneration, AMD, is the biggest cause of sight loss in the UK, but it's often not spotted until a patient's sight has been irreparably damaged. We know that both genetics and environmental or lifestyle factors can affect whether someone develops AMD and how quickly it develops. Understanding more about how nature and nurture affect someone's risk could help us advise people better and develop new treatments tailored to their specific genetic makeup. This study. We used data from the UK Biobank, a huge database of anonymized medical and lifestyle information collected from 500,000 volunteers between the ages of 40 and 69. This data includes photographs of the retina's surface and cross-sectional imaging that shows each of the layers within it for almost 69,000 people. We worked with a team of trained experts to examine every one of these images, looking for the early signs of AMD, including the yellow deposits called drusen. Around 9% of the images showed some early signs. We'll examine the other test results and medical information the biobank holds about these people to understand if they have particular genetic variants or lifestyle factors in common. And over the next few years, we'll keep track of whether they go on to develop AMD, what type, and at what rate. What next? We estimate that by 2023, 1,800 of the UK Biobank participants whose eye images we examined will have developed either wet or dry AMD. Our analysis and grading of their initial images gives us an incredible opportunity to work out which warning signs are most likely to lead to sight loss, and which eye specialists should look out for. Understanding the different types of AMD also means we can give patients a better idea of how much of their sight they are likely to lose, and how quickly. And it means that in the future, other teams of researchers can use our data to better understand how AMD develops, and create targeted treatments to stop it in its tracks. Research like this is beating macular disease, and it couldn't happen without your support. Thank you for giving researchers like these the resources to solve some of macular disease's biggest mysteries and bring us all closer to a cure. Our spotlight section on the latest macular research ends here.